I accepted Christ at 10 years old, and through my life, things happened, and I got into a desperate situation, and the Lord met me through a church, and man led me, recommitted my life, and I've been serving him ever since, and he's done miracles in my family. Only out of 7 kids, only one is still drinking, and I'm still praying for her. So I'm just grateful to God for everything he's done in my life so that I could help my family.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, as I was thinking, as she was sharing her journey, about two questions that, as a follower of Christ, be ready to answer. One is, why did you come to Christ? How did you come to Christ? And can I add another one? How has it changed your life? You know, really talking about, how'd you come to Christ today? What was it that really brought you into a relationship with him? Was it a aha moment, an oh no moment? Was it going to church? Were you a young child? Or was it some experience that really awakened you and opened your eyes to the need for your spiritual life? We'd love to hear your comments live on our storyline at 888-888-1717. This is a best of from our Intentional Living Archive, so the calls and the stories live on the air today are already recorded, I should say, for the show today. But your comments, we want to hear them today on our comment line at 888-888-1717 is the number. How'd you come to Christ? You know, this is part two of a show that we did the first part a while ago. And a little bit later, you're going to be hearing from Trish Porter Topmiller, U.S. Olympian, her journey. This is just going to be a very encouraging 28 minutes. So if you know someone that might benefit from this, share it with them. Of course, it's available online. The podcast I'll be referring to of my full interview with Trish is available as well, sharing that with others. Plus, we have a free offer for you today, and I'll be telling you about that coming up in just a little bit as well. So how did you come to Christ? Tell us on our comment line at 888-888-1717. All right, let's get started with Ken, I think in Arizona. Ken, it sounds like you kind of had a rough start in your life. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. You know, everybody has in one way or another, but I did not grow up knowing Christ. I grew up being afraid of God.
So you didn't grow up in a supportive, loving, Christ-centered kind of a home. God was sort of the bad guy?
Oh, no. It was loving and supportive, but we didn't know Jesus Christ as a Savior. My dad knew God as a punishing God.
Yeah.
If he got hurt, he was being punished for something.
You know, just a note on that. Just want to say something to parents for a moment. And I've heard parents, and parents with good intentions, right, who have brought God into discipline in terms of God doesn't like that, or God won't like you if you do that. And I understand. I mean, we kind of understand intuitively what you're saying as a parent. But don't do that, because you're really planting into your kid's heart something that's not true about God. God does love you. He loves you a lot. You're terrific. And yes, we're sinners, and he loves us. And that's the message we need to communicate. But it says here that apparently you went to Vietnam and your life kind of took a turn.
Yeah, it went from bad to worse. When I came home, I brought a lot of demons with me. Used drugs and alcohol to try and calm myself, quiet myself. I got married to a wonderful woman that rode the storm with me. And in 1981, I just knew there was something better. There had to be a better life. And we went to church, and I ended up giving my life to the Lord. And the tears of bitterness and frustration and everything that had been going on in my heart just really washed years away.
How is your life different today, Ken, as a result of that decision 28 years ago?
Well, I have a lot more of the story, but I have proven God, like you said, Tess Nancy.
Yeah.
And God is true to his word. And I am intentional, going with your theme, I am intentional in learning who God is and what he is saying to me.
And listen, that's where, you know, this walk, this faith walk is a daily decision. And what you're doing, Ken, is you've declared your intention and then you're following it every day. And I just want to say that when you give your life to Christ, don't expect that everything of your problems that you have going on are just going to disappear. You still got the teenager, right? You still got the husband. You still maybe are wrestling with the alcohol or the job issues or whatever else is going on. And recognize, though, that you now, as a follower of Christ, have the Holy Spirit within you to walk with you. And if you're a new babe in Christ, I want to say to those of you, not only listening on the radio, but those of you who viewed us here on Facebook, if God's come into your life, and maybe you're a new believer, you're still going to have a lot of junk. It's going to come down your way. But what we have, as the scripture says, he will never fail us. He will never leave us. And in the process, we walk intentionally with him every day. Love to have you join in. Share your story. 888-888-1717.
It's a statement. Simple, yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living Wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
My mother tries to butt into our marriage. I love her, but I just don't know what to do. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Can I encourage you to be lovingly bold with your mom? Make the decision that you must protect your marriage, at the same time having a loving attitude toward mom. Speak the truth in love. I call that active respect in my book, Starve for Affection. Maybe you could say something like, Mom, I love you, but you know, it'd be very helpful to me if you would back off on making so many suggestions or making comments or asking quite so many questions. I know you mean well, but it weakens me and weakens my relationship in our marriage. These are things that you can do to be encouraging and to be loving and to be intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Coming to Christ, what was it that brought you to that relationship? Let's start with Rebecca here. Rebecca in Kansas says here, you knew about God but didn't have a relationship with him. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Good morning, or afternoon. John,
yeah,
Randy.
Hello there.
First thing, I didn't need God. You know, I could do it on my own. I didn't find a need for God. And one day, I was telling everybody, I don't need you. I've done this. I've got this. I got life under control. I got a job. I got this. I got that. And one day they just showed up, and because I couldn't afford the medications for my daughter, they came and got her so they could get the medications for her. My identity at that time was I was a mom. I went to work. I took care of things. But now I have a new identity. I have a new identity in Christ.
Mm.
I'm his child. And now my children are his children.
Amen. So it came out of a pain point in your life, huh? All of a sudden you realized you weren't in charge, you weren't in control.
Oh, I cried for a year, I'm telling you, a year. I mean, you couldn't even say hello to me without me crying.
Mm.
But I got into the Bible, and I read every day, every day, every day, every day, every day.
How long ago was this, Rebecca?
This is 1997.
All right, 97, about 20 years, right?
Yeah.
What difference has it made in your life?
I have more faith. I know that there is nothing. I may go through an eviction. I may go through a car wreck. I may go through not being able to get something done. But in all that, God still loves me.
Mm.
And he's got it. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do next, but you have my plan. Could you please show it to me?
That's intentional living too. By the way, we talk about intentional living. It's not that we have our plan all laid out and we say, okay, God, if you want to work in here, it's fine. We're deciding to get up every day. That's why I wear a little wristband that says, do the next right one thing. The outcome is God's. We do the inputs. God is responsible for the output. That's the bottom line. All right. Hey, listen, our own Stephen Davis, part of our team. Stephen, you and I have worked together, I don't know, a lot of years.
Almost 18.
18 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this. I just heard this story. You know, we're talking about coming to Christ, that you got quite a story about your dad.
Yeah, I was the baby of the family. You know, I was out going to college, grad school, blah, blah, blah. But my mom was a believer my entire life. But dad was always kind of like the good guy who just never got around to it. And I'd have a chance to talk to him about Jesus. And he'd kind of, his eyes would glaze over. And, you know, So I put it, you know, I just kind of let it rest.
Thank you, son.
Yeah. Next. And so he died suddenly in 1987. And I get a call from mom saying, your dad's dead, come home for his funeral. And so I go home, not knowing his spiritual condition. I mean, he never said anything, ever. And so I get home, we're in the middle of preparations, and mom and I are walking up to the church, the Davis funeral. And I'm just weeping, and I just, you know, I'm not in any condition to do anything. And we go through the service, and this is a little church in a little bitty town, and they always have potlucks, always. And so I was at this potluck, and a young lady that I knew from high school walks up to me, and she goes, you didn't know your dad got saved, did you? I go, what? Yeah, Brad led him to the Lord, and Brad was a retired pastor who became a carpenter, so he kind of did the reverse of Jesus. But he became dad's friend even when he was a pastor, and he led dad to the Lord. Of course, that meant that dad had been a believer for about a year and never bothered to tell his favorite son. So that was a shock. But to have all that, because I didn't know what to think, and to have that sorrow and pain released because he was now before the Savior and not going to the other place.
Yeah. Very encouraging, isn't it?
And it really was, yeah.
That's great. I've never heard that story. Thanks for sharing this.
You're welcome.
By the way, the phone's ringing. Get back in there.
Yes, sir.
My friend. Potlucks at funerals. Never understood that. Is an American tradition? We have to eat after a funeral. I don't know. You know, speaking of dads, one of our friends of the ministry, Trish Porter Topmiller, who, by the way, is the author of the book King Here, and a good friend from the Albuquerque area, and a former Olympian, U.S. Olympian, shared her story. We haven't been able to share all of it on this program. In fact, only a few minutes. But I want you to know the entire story, Trish's entire story is online. I'll tell you how to get it in a moment. If you have that ready, why don't you roll this so they get a chance to hear a little more of Trish's story. So there's loss after loss, and you wonder what's going on. And then your father loses his wife, and then God steps in. Take a moment and talk about how God turned tragedy into triumph.
Wow. You have the loss of dad's health to OxyContin, so he's not functioning. You have the loss of my husband of 20 years and my son, 15-year-old son. You have the loss of his wife. You have the loss of his money. And so to me, that looked hopeless. But then God stepped in with people. So I get married, and I waited. I waited, you know, almost 4 years to marry a man that loved the Lord, who also had lost his wife the year before. And so he understood pain. He understood grief. He understood loss. And with that, he was able to connect with my dad, because my dad couldn't say, you don't understand. You don't know what I'm going through, right? You don't know my pain. But James did. James knew his pain.
You know, Trish, a lot of people, including myself, are praying for loved ones to come to faith, and it seems like it's impossible. And yet, here's your father, who has for all of his life been running from God, but he raises a daughter who comes to Christ. You're a miracle. You really are. And so I guess the question is, how did you come to Christ when your father wanted nothing to do with him?
I have no idea. It's only God. Only God is how you can explain it, because we didn't really go to church growing up. That wasn't part of our lives. But I had other people come to find out. I had several other people who were praying for me. And I had other family members, my aunt and uncles, who were praying for me and who shared Christ with me, whether it be through giving me a book or their example. And then finally being willing, when I was in a time of uncertainty, to finally ask me the question, do you want to pray to receive Jesus?
That's Trish Porter Topmiller, by the way, a friend of the ministry, U.S. Olympian, and her story, when she lost her family, she talked about her entire story, if you want to hear it, powerful. We have it recorded. It's available when you go to our program highlights page, real simple on our homepage. Go to theintentionallife.com. More from Trish, more calls in 2 minutes. In this first decade of life, it's basically you and me with our family. We're relating to the family that we've been dropped into, that God chose us to be dropped into for whatever reason. And there we are. And the big issue we see, the big challenge that we face in this first decade of life is, can I trust these people? Now, we're not thinking that when we're 5 years old, but we're experiencing it. Did you know that every decade of life, no matter how many you live, have their own unique challenges? If you're in your 60s, you have challenges that are different than when you were in your 40s. Now, you know that. I mean, we sort of intuitively understand this, but here's a fact. I talk on this lesson about the decades are cumulative. If we don't handle the first 10 years properly, if we don't get the right kind of encouragement and trust that you heard me reference, that's going to impact us in the next decade, in our teen years. And if we don't really develop the right kind of identity and who we are in Christ in our teen years, that's going to affect us in our 20s. This becomes cumulative unless, as I say in the lesson, we intervene with God's help and say, hey, something's got to change here. And so this is probably the most important lesson I've done in a very long time, the decades of life. Here's what I'd love to have you do. Get it and share it with your family and talk about the decades, talk about your own experience, and it'll give you an opportunity to really share Christ and help them develop the importance of each decade and having an identity in Christ. Members, it's coming to you automatically as it normally does about mid-month. But for those who are joining us in monthly support, you're becoming a part of the Intentional Living support community today. In monthly support, we'll make sure you receive it as well. And I hope you will as we close out this month of June. Actually, our fiscal year wraps up this month, and so your support is really critical. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on the donate icon at theintentionallife.com.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Today, you know, we've been talking about waiting on loved ones who put their faith in Christ. Maybe that's where you are right now. But I want you to know, for those of you who are supporting the ministry of Intentional Living every day, you're helping listeners like Jacqueline to discover Christ in their lives.
My question is I'm struggling with growing.
So you know Christ? You know Him personally?
No. I don't think. I have no problem praying for others. I just struggle with my faith when I pray for myself.
Do you really feel like you have a relationship with Christ at all? Or is it just sort of, since your grandpa's gone, that was the connection point and it's not really real to you?
Yeah, it's not really real.
Okay, Pastor Will.
Hey, Jacqueline. I think you may be closer than you realize, but the Bible simply says if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And the scripture says you can know you have eternal life by asking for Christ. And you ought to pray with us right now, Jacqueline, if you want to. And that's what your granddad prayed for, is why he was in your life. It'll help you grow, I guarantee you that, if you take the doubt away.
Is that something you're ready to do at this moment?
Yes. Yes.
Let me share this and then you repeat it. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And I know that you love me.
And I know that you love me.
And I know your intention is good for me.
And I know your intention is good for me.
I ask you to come into my life.
I ask you to come into my life.
And remove all sin from my life today.
And remove all sin from my life today.
I make you Lord of my life today.
I make you Lord of my life today.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I've got goosebumps in Austin, Texas. I want y'all to know that. Head to toe goosebumps, Jack. Way to go, kiddo.
Hey, that's a real excerpt from one of our programs. You know, the words aren't magical. It's the heart. It's a decision. You know, Jacqueline called the program that day talking about her grandpa missing her dad, her grandpa rather, but never probably expected that that was the day she was going to be challenged with the question, would you today like to know Christ? And when presented that, it was the right time. It was her moment. And she gave her life to Christ. And I want to just say thanks to those of you who support the ministry, because you're the ones that help make that possible, frankly, bottom line. And I want to thank also, you heard Pastor Will Davis, who was my guest that day, and it was a good day, good moment in time. Today, we're sharing stories of others who have come to Christ through the radio, through maybe interaction at church, maybe through getting a low point. They heard the gospel. We hear about on TV, radio, in person, and the transformation of people's lives. Laura says here, you got sober. Tell us about it. What God do in your life, my friend?
Well, I came to sobriety, found God, but I didn't really find Christianity. And then I ended up getting a divorce, and life just got very complicated. And my son's father got arrested for drugs and spent a year in prison, and our whole lives just sort of turned upside down. And I just thank you for your ministry, and I'm not sure what I would do without it. At that point, I just found church and didn't really ever know the Bible. So I never understood that really Jesus was the way. Yeah. And now I do today, and I can't thank you enough for your radio program and your ministry. It saved my life. It saved my son's life, who is, he's 17 now, and is a strong follower of God. And I know that you all had so much a part of that, and I just thank you.
Well, Laura, I appreciate that. And those words are very encouraging to our whole team who are, you know, listening here and in the studio and in the productions rooms. But, you know, God's brought you a long way, and you're an example that your life, as you said, upside down. It can be crumbling around your feet. And when you choose to intentionally say enough, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to declare my intention before God. And then you live it every day and you give him glory. The fact is you still got issues, but your life's better.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why we share this message. Thank you, Laura. Listen, thank you for your work in the hospital. I don't know what you do, but you're making a difference. I promised to get Trish on. We want one more clip from Trish. I know she was a former Olympian, U.S. Olympian, and she's sharing her story of what God did in her life with her family and her father. Listen to a little bit more. God sent someone very special into your father's life, and you're not sure if it was a human or something else.
Yes, God sent an angel, and his name was even Michael. There in the front row at church, Michael would each Sunday worship the Lord with his hands, singing and praising God, and my father was inexplicably drawn to him. Now, was he an angel? That's all debatable. For me, I believe he was, just because I can't explain why my dad was drawn to him.
As you were praying for people to come into your father's life, there was a man who you might call an angel because you ended up marrying him. And his name is James, and he had a tremendous loss, and God used that in your father's life. Tell us about it.
Yes, he did, because my dad could respect him. He was a businessman. He was a civil engineer. He was successful, and he loved the Lord, and he had lost his wife. And so that made my dad, I think, willing to listen to him, because they could almost talk as peers, even though there was, you know, 20-year age difference. But James understood what my dad's pain was. And so James was bold and intentional in trying to spend time with my dad and in sharing Christ with him and wanting to share Christ with him.
Hmm. You know, there is so much more to that story that I want you to hear. If you just joined us, that's Trish Porter Topmiller. And she's a 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump and a former world record holder for women ages 40 to 44 in high jump, and a multiple times U.S. national and world masters champion. Very athletic. Also an award-winning author. She's very intentional. And the book that she's written that tells this entire story is called King Here, Never Too Old or Too Rich or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. And I had a chance to spend time talking further. You just heard an excerpt on our podcast this week with Trish. And then hearing beyond just the story of her dad about where she is now in her marriage and in their life and what God is teaching she and her husband on this next stage of an empty nest in their life. Very powerful podcast. And I hope that you'll go and check it out wherever you find your podcast. Put in Intentional Living, or come to our website at theintentionallife.com. And by the way, if you'd like to receive a free copy of Trish's book, King Here, you can only find that at our website at theintentionallife.com. Click on Listen, and you'll see today's program with the form that you can fill out for a free copy of King Here. This is a very limited time offer, as books are available on a limited supply. So visit us at theintentionallife.com. You know, Trish's story reminds me why Intentional Living exists. Trish supports the ministry. She believes in it now more than ever. Whatever you're facing, maybe it's a father who's needs to know Christ, or a child who needs to come to the Lord, or a health challenge, or whatever it is in your life, to know that you can live intentionally in Christ by first giving your life to Him is a powerful thing. I hope you'll do that. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Randy. I'll see you next time from Intentional Living.